With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New poll shows President Trump ending a big week in Washington with a positive approval rating.
Rasmussen Reports daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Donald Trump's job performance. 48% disapprove. The latest figure includes 34% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Trump is doing. The margin of sampling error for the full sampling of 1,500 likely U.S. voters is plus or minus 2.5 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence.
As correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting, an explosion at a Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department training facility left three veteran deputies from the arson and explosive unit dead. The sheriff there said it was the department's worst loss of life since 1857. The FBI and ATF are on the scene helping with the investigation. Marcella Sanchez reports on the latest in a lawsuit against a video game maker brought by the families of the victims in a Texas school shooting.
Activision lawyer Bethany Kristovich argues the video game's content is protected by the First Amendment. The family's attorney Josh Koskoff laid out the shooter's deep involvement in Call of Duty and the connection between the game and firearm makers.
Tell me again, it's a coincidence that the advent of mass shootings has occurred with the advent of Call of Duty.
The lawsuit is one of many involving Uvalde families over one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. I'm Marcella Sanchez.
Republican Senator Dave McCormick says new energy production is key to his state's economy, given that Pennsylvania is known as the Saudi Arabia of natural gas.
It's incredible. We're number four in the world in natural gas reserves. The big problem is we haven't been able to get our natural gas out of the ground and in pipelines to get it to the world. So we need permitting reform.
McCormick says expanding drilling rights is also essential to attracting AI companies that require large amounts of energy to fuel their cutting-edge technology. This is SRN News. Another poll indicates trouble with America's men.
It comes from the Gallup organization, and it reveals that a lot of this country's young males are lonely. 25% of men between the ages of 15 and 34 admit they are lonely, and that's the highest percentage of any age group, male or female. In fact, the Gallup poll finds that young American men are more likely to be lonely than their peers in any of the major industrialized nations. They also experience more worry than any other group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for the Taliban supreme leader and the head of Afghanistan's Supreme Court on charges of persecuting women and girls ever since they seized power nearly 4 years ago. The ICC accuses the Taliban of having, in its words, severely deprived females of the rights to education, privacy, expression, thought, conscience, and even religion. This is SRN News. A new IRS commissioner is in place after being sworn in.
Former Missouri Congressman Billy Long has been sworn in as IRS commissioner. He's pledged to improve the agency's culture. Long once advocated for abolishing the IRS. He was confirmed by the Senate last month, despite Democratic concerns over his ties to a tax credit scheme and campaign contributions linked to his nomination. Critics say he lacks tax administration experience. Long's appointment follows a trend of Trump appointees leading agencies that they previously either criticized or have sought to dismantle. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge has restored a Democrat to the Federal Trade Commission, arguing and ruling that President Trump illegally fired her earlier this year in his effort to exert control over independent agencies across the government. The judge ruled that federal law protects FTC commissioners. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.